Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
This is what unthankfulness will produce. Whenever God blesses you with something and we are not thankful, it was just like building a callus on your hand. Whenever we don't give God thanks, that callus on our heart starts building up. And every time we're not going to give thanks. It's just like I opened this door for this lady the other day. She just walked right in like she deserved it. I don't know about you. That just makes me hot. You know, I opened the door. I want some gratitude. I'm opening the door, you know. Just say thank you. Or you're driving and you get somebody like out and they just go. They don't even wave a hand. You know, wave your hand. When somebody lets you out, wave your hand. That's just being courteous, being grateful. It's just like I went to visit Joshua at lunch one day, and I was really blessed, you know, because, you know, I always say, hey, whenever you eat your food, be grateful that you can eat it. The Lord has provided. Someone has prepared. And Joshua got his little lunch, pulled it out, wiped his hand. He did like that. I said, praise the Lord, being grateful for his food. I tell you, that really did me well. But that's what God wants us to do, to be grateful. But whenever we are not grateful or thankful, we can see it produce. It's the beginning of idolatry. In other words, we'll put things before God. That's simply what that means. And then also moral corruption will come. Now, real close, I'm almost done, actually, believe it or not. How do we develop an attitude of gratitude? How do we develop it? It's pretty simple. We already said it. In Romans chapter 1, 21, gave you the term. We have to know who God is and glorify Him as such. Folks, if we really pause to think of who God is and what He has done for us, we would thank Him all the time. All the time. We would thank Him for all things. Because like the Bible says, we have to know who He is and then glorify Him as He is. And then the next thing we need to do to developing our attitude of gratitude is trust in God. Did you know that before the devil could come do all this stuff to Job, he had to get permission? He had to get permission. So if you're going through it, God knows that you can handle it. And if you can't handle it, He's right there to lift you up. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us He'll put no more on you than what? Amen. You can bear. I don't know about you, but when I'm going through a heavy load, I say, I must can handle it because it's on me. Amen. And I tell you, I say, I must can handle it because I'm on. And because, you know, Proverbs 3:5 says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. We don't know what God is doing. Only thing we know that He's working it out for our good. He's working it out for our good. And I tell you, in His glory. Are you going to give God the glory in the midst of what you're going through? That's what He's going to see. Well, Satan said, they ain't going to do it. You just put a little trouble in their way. You'll see what they will think about you. But are you going to be able to do it in the midst of what you're going through? I tell you, trust God. Don't lean upon your thoughts. Yeah, it may look bleak now, but God has everything in control. That's the good news. And then we already mentioned this. Thank on the Lord Jesus Christ. I love this scripture here, and I've used it before. Hebrews chapter 12, if you would, turn there. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 to 3. I'm telling you, you better get that one. Hebrews chapter 12, I'll go ahead and read 1 to 3. Is that all right? Hebrews 12, 1 to 3. We said to develop your attitude, one, know who God is and glorify Him as God. Number two, trust in God and lean not to your own understanding. And then this one is think on Jesus. It says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily, and even try hard, beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is before. And that's another thing, folks. We have to have patience. Now, when we're going through things, we want to hurry up and get through it. But God said we have to have patience. With patience, we have to run this race.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.